Process number 14, the process of clearing clutter for clarity. When to use this process? When you're feeling stress due to your disorganization. Or when you feel you're spending too much time looking for items. Or when you find yourself avoiding your home because you feel better elsewhere. Or when you feel that there's not enough time to do all you need to do. Current emotional set point range. This clearing clutter for clarity process will be of the most value to you when your emotional set point is ranging somewhere between number 4, positive expectation or belief, and number 17, anger. If you're not sure what your current emotional set point is, review the insert enclosed with this recording and scan the 22 categories on the emotional guidance scale. A cluttered environment can cause a cluttered point of attraction. If you're surrounded by unfinished work, unanswered letters, incomplete projects, unpaid bills, unattended to tasks, unsorted piles of paperwork, and stray magazines, catalogs, and all manner of miscellaneous items, they can negatively affect your life experience. Because everything carries its own vibration, and because you develop a vibrational relationship with everything in your life, your personal belongings do have an impact on the way you feel and on your point of attraction. There are two major hindrances to clearing away clutter. First, you may remember throwing something away, only to discover soon after that you really did need it after all. So now you're reluctant to throw anything away. And second, you realize that to really do a good job of getting organized would take far more time than you have to give to the project. For every time you have ever attempted to get organized, you have become bogged down in the sorting process and have ended up leaving an even bigger mess than when you began. The Clearing Clutter for Clarity process eliminates those hindrances because it is a sorting procedure that can be done extremely quickly without the possibility of discarding valuable things that you may need later on. To begin the process, obtain several sturdy cardboard boxes with lids. Banker boxes work well for this. It's best if they're the same size and color. That way they'll stack neatly and look attractive. We would suggest that you begin with a minimum of 20 boxes, but you may want to obtain more as you discover the productive power of this process. Also, procure a package of alphabetized index cards and a handheld voice recorder. First, assemble the boxes and put 5 or 6 of them in the middle of the room that you wish to organize. Next, number each box with its own unique number from 1 to 20 and so on. Now, look around the room. Focus on an item and ask yourself, is this item important to my immediate experience? If the answer is yes, leave it where it is. If the answer is no, put it in one of the boxes. Then pick up another item and continue the process as you focus upon each item in the room. A great advantage of this process is that you'll not be doing a great deal of sorting right now. This really is a process whereby you simply remove the clutter from your environment. As you put the item into the box, speak into the recorder. For example, unopened package of guitar strings, box number 1, or old cell phone, box number 1. With 5 or 6 boxes open at the same time, you could do a general sorting. In other words, all magazines could go into the same box, clothing items in their same box, small miscellaneous items in the same box. But do not get carried away with the sorting process. Just pick up the item, determine if it's necessary to your immediate experience, and if not, put it in a box. And speak into the recorder what the item was and which box you put it in. And at a later time, you can take an hour or so and transfer the information from the recorder onto alphabetized index cards. In other words, under A, you could write abalone shell. Under B, write bathing suit. Under C, write cell phone. Because you're not thoroughly sorting, this process will go very fast. You'll find yourself feeling better as your space becomes less cluttered, and you will not experience your usual worry that you will not be able to find something because you'll have made a record of exactly where everything is. Now, find a wall somewhere in your house or garage where these neat boxes can be placed, and be confident that you can retrieve anything that's important. If you do need the unopened guitar strings, your alphabetical card file will tell you which box you put them in. After a few weeks, when you realize that you have not needed anything from box number 3, for example, you could then move that box out of the house, maybe to some outside storage facility, or you may even be willing to discard its contents, leaving box number 3 available for new clutter that may arise. And as you continue the process, you'll begin to relax in the knowledge that you now have control of your environment. Sometimes people will tell us they're not bothered by clutter. So we tell them that this process is then unnecessary for them. However, since every piece of everything does carry a vibration, almost everyone does feel better in an uncluttered environment. Abraham, speak to us more about clearing clutter for clarity. Physical beings have a habit of gathering stuff around them. Most of you gather this stuff because it's the way you keep score. It's the way you fill time. In other words, you live in a physical world, and physical manifestation has become important to you. But then you get buried in the details of your manifestation. Most of you spend much of your time just looking for things, and it's not only because you have too many things to sort through, but it's also because the gathering of the stuff is contrary to the freedom that is inherent within all of you. We've talked of the feeling of sadness that feels empty. People often try to fill that feeling of emptiness with stuff. They buy one more thing and bring it home, or they eat something. In other words, there are lots of creative ways in which you've tried to fill that void. And so it's been our encouragement to some, discard everything from your experience that is not essential to your now. If you could just go through and release those things that you're not wearing, release those things that you're not using, release them and leave your experience in a clearer place, then the things that are more in harmony with who you are now will more easily flow into your experience. You all have the capacity for attraction, and when your process is clogged with stuff that you no longer want, the new attraction is slower, and then you end up with a feeling of frustration or overwhelmment. Imagine yourself in a clutter-free environment. Jerry and Esther have been commenting recently that as energy is moving faster, their ideas are also coming into fruition much more quickly, which means that they are buried in stuff. In other words, stuff is coming to them very fast, all kinds of stuff, and then it has to be dealt with, and it has to be sorted or filed or read or discarded. Something has to be done with it. Never before has it been more important to get a picture in your mind's eye of your living space. So imagine yourself in an environment of great clarity, a space with immense order, and imagine yourself knowing where everything is. Imagine organizing it in a way that it is very comfortable. In other words, just imagine. That's what you're shooting for here, the feeling of relief. Esther, every now and again, will get a mental picture of her mother. Her mother worked full-time all of Esther's childhood, and they had a very large property. Her mother did most of the mowing of the huge lawn, and in those days there were no riding mowers, at least they had never seen one. But Esther remembers her mother mowing. And then, the part that Esther remembers most is that once the lawn was all mowed, and the sprinkler had been set to water it, her mother would sit on the porch and just take it all in. And Esther would sit next to her mother and smell the freshly mown grass, and there was an overwhelming feeling of contentment that she was picking up on from her mother. The day the lawn was mowed was always a happy day for Esther because there was something so satisfying that her mother felt once it was all done and she was sitting and taking it all in. Similarly, Jerry and Esther often feel this at the end of one of their workshops. It feels so good. It's like a job well done. It is as if everything is falling into alignment. So what you want to do is, in advance, find that feeling place. And if you do so and the energy lines up, then the clarity and ideas and help will all come into making the physical reality fall into place for you. In only an hour or two, you can box up the clutter from a room if you're just taking one thing at a time and putting it into a box. And since you've itemized where everything is, because it is all on your voice recorder, then some evening when you're doing something that does not require too much attention, you can listen to your recording. And with a small card file, you can indicate that the bathing suit is in box number one, so that if you ever need it, you can find the index card and it will tell you which box it is in. The power of this clearing clutter for clarity process is that you can do it very quickly, and there'll be less resistance in it, because everything that you want will be at your fingertips. In other words, you'll have a record of where every bit of it is. What we have noticed with the majority of people who have applied this system is that once they put something in the box, it's rarely something they ever need again. So, after you realize that you have had some item boxed up for a year or two and have not needed it at all, now you may feel freer to donate it to someone or to discard it in some way. But meanwhile, your life has been free of clutter and therefore free of that resistance for that entire period of time.